Who's ever been to an auction? Excellent. Right, Cynthia, have you ever been to an auction? Okay, well, we're going to have a pretend auction this morning. All right, so I'd like to give you some starting money. Okay. And I saw another hand up here. Someone else has been to an auction? All right, so I've just dished out some money there, but everybody usually goes to an auction with money in hand because they've got their eye on something. So, Cynthia, what's something that somebody might go and spend money on? A house. Okay. Didn't bring a house this morning, but I got some other things. What else? A car. Well, you're lucky. All right. So, here's my car. I had another one that had the bit of paint chipped off, but it was a Maserati. I'm not sure what this one is, but this is a symbol of something really important. So, the bad thing about this auction is that the auctioneer doesn't give change. So, once you've given me the money, if you've decided this is a thing you want, because there are some other things there, then I'm afraid that's you done. So, does anyone want to take this off my hands briefly, because I'll have to take it back. Remember, it's a pretend. Anyone want to give up their money for that?
10 cents.
No, sorry, it's only in denominations of 10,000, but would you like 10,000? Anyway, I want to spend money there, just for the sake of this activity.
10,000.
Oh, thanks. Anyone else going once? Going twice? Right. So you got him first, so I'm going to have to give it to him.
I've only got one 10,000.
So she. So there you go. I'll do the exchange. But you get the idea, don't you?
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Thank you. You're done now. That's good. Right. I'll just show you what else is for up for grabs. There's actually something I don't need back, but that's represent. Oh, the hand in the back. And then there's a three-legged sheep. Is anyone keen for that? No, I do have one other thing. And I didn't show that, but nobody wants the sheep? It does stand up.
That's a hard sheep, but.
Sorry?
Is that one rock star?
No. It's also got a gammy ear. But, okay, so then there's some dirt as well. Does anyone want to pay me $10,000 for the dirt? No, I didn't think so. Okay, so we'll just pause the auction there. There's nothing you wanted? Good. Okay. Thanks very much. Alrighty. So, in the Bible, there's a story about the dirt. Since nobody wants the dirt, but you can't keep that $10,000. Too late. Auction's closed. So, in the Bible, there's a story in Matthew 13 about a man who went and went to a paddock, and he found some treasure in the dirt, and actually, you didn't know this, but there is treasure in there. So I was willing to hand that over for $10,000. But anyway, doesn't matter. But it says that the Bible, once he realised there was treasure in the field, he actually went away, sold everything he had, and then came back and bought the field. So, you know, if Cynthia wanted to trade now that sheep for this field, she would also have to trade, you know, maybe her house, her car, anything else that she found of value and importance to her to get this, because that's how much it was worth to her. She decided there was something in there. Okay? So, in case anybody had dug around in here, to the first glance, it looks like there's nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you had... just dirt. But in fact, there are a couple of bits of treasure in there. And if you're interested in that, I'll show you later. But because the Bible doesn't actually say what that treasure is, and I've got a couple of ideas, but my question to you is, what would somebody give up everything they had for? That's my question for you to ponder. Thank you very much.
Mysterious. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Perhaps you need to put more bars in the hot shoes.
Got a
some way to pull people up.